From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Thank you for joining us, my friends. It is Sunday, June 20th, 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. We are also simulcasting this radio broadcast at PrisonPlanet.tv. I am going to attempt today to cover all of the news and information as we do each and every day, but it's getting more and more intense by the millisecond. As you know, the quickening is accelerating, but we're going to cover it all. First off, we're almost 2 months into the oil spill right now. And there is no doubt from the research that we've done that this is an inside job, an act of sabotage, a staged event. The question is, why did the federal government controlled by offshore banks and BP controlled by the king of the offshore banks, Goldman Sachs, why did they do this? And I'll be breaking this down in a special analysis starting in the next segment. This information is vitally important. We are calling for a criminal investigation at the state level because the feds are completely controlled 100% by the individuals that have clearly orchestrated. This is part of their strategic takeover, their stratagem. States need to launch criminal investigation into BP federal government's role in oil spill. And we've got the phone numbers to the governors that border the Gulf that are affected by the spill. Texas will be affected once the hurricane season hits and blows it against the currents. So we probably should add Texas to this list. But right now we have Florida, of course, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and when it goes around Florida, it will then be carried by those currents into the East Coast and then on out into the Atlantic, into Iceland, England, and Northern Europe. Very, very serious situation, obviously, and we're going to be breaking that down when we come back from the first break. We have Medvedev, the Russian president, showing off a sample coin for the new world currency. Remember, he did that a year ago? Well, now he's back. Medvedev pushes ruble currency to replace dollar dominance. And he did that, of course, on Friday, calling for a Russian-based new world order. I've got more on the situation with the attack on free speech. The government is now openly saying that the FCC is going to take the web over and that all internet connections, all cell phones, all television sets will have a government internet control box that tracks everything you do, everywhere you go, and decides what you can have access to. I actually have the legislation in Congress here in front of me, but the FCC says they don't care if it doesn't pass. This is new FCC regulations. They might as well say that they regulate the moon, or how about Pluto, or the Kuiper Belt. I mean, they do not have this jurisdiction. So get ready for the end of free speech. And that's what they're saying this is for, because they are moving with their tyranny on every front, and they want to shut down our free speech. We are also going to get into what is probably the most important news. The oil spill is very important and is a close second. And it's really part of the story as well, because it's being used as a mass diversion, a mass distraction from the Iran developments. U.S.-Israel warships in Suez may be prepared to face off with Iran. That's out of the Israeli National News. We, of course, reported on this 4 days ago. People doubted it. The Iranian news reported on it 5 days ago, but here's the Israeli press. Armada of U.S. and Israeli warships headed for Iran. Iran threatens to stop Western ships if subjected to cargo inspection. This is serious.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us, my friends. It is Sunday, the 20th day of June, 2010. We're going to be here live for the next 2 hours. I'm going to get into this giant stack of mainstream news openly announcing, but like it's no big deal, that the federal government is taking over the internet and free speech and will restrict free speech, including free speech supporting the Second Amendment. The news is that this is now mainstream news. I've been telling you for the last 2 years, at the end of Bush and now at the start of Obama, that all the federal agencies have been openly saying we've got to shut up the American people. They know they're doing things that are unconstitutional, that are criminal. There is a private offshore corporate takeover taking place in the United States right now. You think things are bad? You ain't seen nothing yet, as the adage goes. And so they need to shut us up. I have the Associated Press today with federal and state governments grabbing people's private pension funds and cutting government pension funds. Do you think they're going to let you have any voice while they financially gang rape you? The answer is no. This is hot tyranny, ladies and gentlemen. But finally, not cold creeping tyranny anymore. Here's the Financial Times of London. FCC in move to regulate internet. And then I have the FCC quotes. This is outside of law, just a new regulation. I mean, I guess the FCC might have a new regulation that that your drapes have to be purple. Of course, they don't have that jurisdiction, but why not? If they don't have jurisdiction on this, how about the FCC says you got to wear blue underwear on Tuesdays? They don't have any jurisdiction to do that, but why not? I mean, how about we've all got to pay a internet and television tax to the FCC? Now, I'm not being sarcastic now. That is in a bill in Congress and in their new regulation, which they don't even need a law to implement, they claim, that you will pay a tax on your television set and your computer. Oh, what did Cass Sunstein 2 years ago as a Harvard lawyer write? Now the head of regulation, Obama's regulations are, he said, we will tax the alternative media into oblivion. We will then, in the next phase, arrest people for alternative views. These are quotes, ladies and gentlemen. What does his diversity czar at the FCC say? That Mao Zedong is good? That Hugo Chavez censorship of the media is good? This is really happening. Oh, you didn't think government would seize health care? And, of course, raise taxes, cut benefits, and all the pathetic Obama supporters are saying, where's my free, you know, health care? You're not going to get any health care, okay? You understand that? Maybe an aspirin for a heart attack. You're going to live like they do in Cuba now. You're going to eat squid 3 times a day. You're going to have a Chavano in every corner telling you what to eat, how to sleep, who to talk to, what to wear, how long to work. You want to be a slave? You want daddy government, big brother government to wipe your hind end for you? They will, right after they hit you in the head with a baseball bat. You want to be a slave? Okay. You hate America? You want to go in the opposite direction of our founding fathers? You'll learn why that was a bad idea now. FCC in move to regulate the internet. Financial Times of London. Here's another one. Excellent Kurt Nemo article from Infowars.com, but it links to the FCC announcements. It links to the mainstream news articles. It links to just scores of articles documenting all of this. So go read it for yourself. FCC stealth plan to censor internet content. I wouldn't even really call it a stealth plan. I mean, the Financial Times of London admits what it is. In order to control the internet and do so without much notice, the FCC has rolled a censorship plan into its net neutrality scheme under the fallacious rubric of consumer protection. The FCC is calling for the regulation of television and internet broadband. Kelly William Cobb, writing for Americans for Tax Reform, says, quote, the FCC would begin regulating internet access for the first time under a completely new regulatory scheme, even though they lack the authority to create it. Meanwhile, the FCC would push regulations cloaked in the heartwarming language of competition and innovation, mandating that your cable box, known as a set-top box, become a broadband gateway device controlling access to your internet, TV, and phone. The FCC has already started looking at a set-top box regulations in their national broadband plan. And then if you link through and actually read what they have announced on the FCC website, it says there'll be a tax on you for using the box. Just like for 50 years, they've had a, on average, what, 200 pound a year or so tax for radio and TV in England. Oh, and they have actual people that go around in vans spying on you to see if you're watching TV or listening to the radio without paying your tax. You think I'm joking? Go look into it. That's actually what the FCC says. They said, like the BBC, a, quote, government megaphone. The media will now be taxed, and the money from it will fund government media in the U.S. openly. Under the FCC's regulatory control, consumers would be forced to buy an internet, TV, phone connectivity box that the government approves. Again, under the FCC's regulatory control, consumers would be forced to buy an internet, TV, phone connectivity box that the government approves. Everyone will pay rates for service that the government sets. And everything passing through your internet, TV, and phone would become subject to the FCC's constant regulatory whim, writes Cobb. It continues, the FCC's controlled television content for decades. If you want to know what the heavy hand of government will do to internet content, think of the absurd Janet Jackson incident and the government response. The government wants to make sure the flow of information is safe for consumption by the plebs. Broadcast and cable television do not offer an alternative to news and information provided by the corporate media. The FCC plan and government oversight of content would effectively kill off alternative news, information, and commentary. If the FCC gets its way, Obama will not need a kill switch, as he's now admitted they have, installed in the Oval Office. The internet will ultimately become a pale reflection of corporate-dominated television where there are hundreds of channels and nothing on. That is nothing that challenges the government and offers an alternative to the corporate media. Now, why is this so serious? Because you have a perfect storm of government megacorporations being exposed by alternative media, and you have mainstream media losing its ratings to the alternative media and literally dying, already in cardiac arrest, newspapers, TV, you name it, because the people's voice can't be heard there. Talk radio is old media. It's surviving because it's more electronic soapbox type format and long form. So internet's exploding, taking everything over. Talk radio is kind of merging with it and surviving. Everything else is dying. And so you have mainstream media, Time Magazine, Newsweek, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, all calling for internet censorship and to shut down and tax and regulate the alternative media because we're kicking their hind ends, ladies and gentlemen. When my articles get quoted by the Sydney Morning Herald and the Drudge Report and the Associated Press in the last week alone, the system is scared. When InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com receive millions of individual visitors a week and are exponentially growing, the system is scared. And they actually name me on MSNBC and imply that I'm trying to cause a violent overthrow of the government and that I need to be silenced and that my free speech is dangerous. Well, if they can knock off Matt Drudge and Alex Jones and Rush Limbaugh, they can knock anybody off. So understand, we are canaries in the coal mine, and we've all got to stand together or we will surely hang separate, as Thomas Jefferson said. But listen, I'm not done. Janet Napolitano, internet monitoring needed to fight homegrown terrorism. When you read the cybersecurity bill that's passed the House in the Senate, already being implemented without it being passed for the last 4 years under Bush and now Obama, giant NSA bases built all over the country, including one in San Antonio. San Antonio papers try to go cover it. Police come out and detain them or arrest them. This is on the news. You can watch those videos online. They openly say all internet service companies who have 100 or more customers must wire all their equipment through the government. Same thing. All your internet in your house will be wired through a government snooping, tracking, blocking system, worse than communist China. I mean, folks, this is worse than communist China. There they just block it at the main ISPs. This is a block at the ISPs, but also in your house. We have a special report up on prisonplanet.com right now that Paul Watson and I wrote this morning. And it is absolutely essential that everyone go to prisonplanet.com and infowars.com and get this article. I'm going to be covering it coming up in the next segment. States need to launch criminal investigation into BP, federal government's role in oil spill. And I'm going to go over the key issues and bring some real clarity to this. I have been studying this for the last 5+ weeks. I have been looking at it in great detail, since this thing began. And clearly, this is a staged event. And we're going to go over the reasons that we know it's staged, but also why they staged it. And call for state investigations, because you're not going to have a federal investigation on this. But going back to internet censorship, China, of course, uses national blacklist to block web domains and keywords at the internet service provider level. In the last year, Australia has passed laws in their own newspapers. They have the headline, "More Draconian Than Chinese Net Censorship." That model has now been adopted in Italy. France is in the process of adopting it, and England is moving towards adoption. Canada is moving towards adoption, and now the United States is moving towards adoption, but a level higher. The communist Chinese do not have a black box in your house that all of your internet has to be wired through. Whether your internet comes in off broadband or off of cable or off of a dial-up or off of a T1 or a DSL, it doesn't matter. Under federal regulations, this is what the FCC is announcing, not law, but regulations. And regulations are why, you know, a microwave has an FCC certification on it. Regulations are why a walkie-talkie says FCC certified. All of that's approved. It's not a law. The FCC just says. Well, the FCC says that when Time Warner comes out to your house to install something, or when Dish Network comes to install something, or when anyone else comes to install internet at your house, Cox Communications, doesn't matter, it will be wired through and their equipment will be built to spec to only work being plugged in to their box. And then everything in the government box will track and record what you do, where you surf, where you go. It's a wiretap in your house, and they admit that. Just total end of the Fourth Amendment, Fifth Amendment, First Amendment, everything. And it'll do more. This Big Brother telescreen won't just watch everything you're doing. It will decide what you can watch on your television / computer console. Everything's merged, as you know. And the federal government says they're going to regulate what you can get access to. They say they're going to track what you see and what you do. This is 180 degrees in the opposite direction of liberty and freedom. This is in the opposite direction of our republic. And that really needs to sink in for everybody out there. It needs to sink in deep. And you need to think about that. Because, see, a lot of yuppies I talk to say, I don't care if we live under tyranny. Why do I care? I don't care if they stop me at checkpoints. I don't care if they take my blood at a checkpoint without a warrant. I don't care if they took my baby's blood for 38 years, you know, going back to 38 years ago at birth, worldwide in every Western nation for a UN secret program, now declassified. I don't care if they lied about the flu shot and told us it, that we had to have it, and then it turns out the flu shot's dangerous. I don't care if sodium fluoride brain damages me. I don't care if the government takes my pension funds. I don't care if the government raises my taxes. I don't care. I mean, is there anything you care about? Do you have any self-respect for yourself? Do you understand that with internet censorship, with surveillance, with black uniforms, with cameras, license plate reading and scanning your face, comes oppression, comes secret arrest and torture in every case in history? We know what's happening. And the government's announcing, oh, we'll secretly arrest Americans and have them disappear into a black hole and be tortured with no court, no judge, no jury. Oh, we are going to set up labor camps. Prisoners need to work. Biggest prison population in the world. Prisoners working, competing with your jobs on the outside, 25 cents an hour. We know what tyranny is. We know what bondage is. We know what oppression is. And on every, if you had a checklist, say, of 20 things that mean you're a total tyranny, they've checked all 20. They've carried out many of the 20. They're trying to implement the other things on their list. I mean, there's no doubt this is going on. It's 100%. Government media control, censorship, out of control taxation, government that isn't accountable, government that's arrogant, government that does whatever it wants. This is when you have criminals that have taken over the society and they go, hell, we've gotten away with committing thousands of other crimes. Why not commit thousands more? Why not get more bold? Why not get more out of control? After all, when the people finally physically rebel, we've been planning for decades, they say, if you read their own documents, they say we've been planning for decades to then call that sedition and bring in really hardcore oppression. This is going to work great. Order out of chaos. I mean, look at this. Financial Times of London, FCC and move to regulate internet. Napolitano, internet monitoring needed to fight homegrown terrorism with an internet control box in your house watching everything you do. I mean, just 3 years ago, Bush was up there lying, saying, I don't spy on you without a warrant. No Americans are being watched. Then it came out they were listening to everybody, non-terror related, listening to other members of the Congress. In England, they were spying on members of the parliament. A member of parliament released a secret document. The police came and arrested him last year for exposing that the British government was illegally spying on the parliament. See, the parliament isn't really the government. The bureaucracy is the government, the illegitimate government. And how dare you, an elected member of parliament, report we're secretly spying on you? We're going to send a SWAT team to your house. You don't report on our crimes. You don't whistleblow as an elected member of the parliament. Same thing now. Oh, you release a video of our troops killing kids and laughing about it? You're going to prison. And it's in the Associated Press today and Der Spiegel that the American specialist that released that video of the troops killing the kids in Baghdad isn't going to be allowed to have lawyers and has disappeared into a black hole. That's the new America. You show our troops killing kids and laughing about it, you're going into a black hole. What would Hitler do if somebody released photos of Nazis killing kids? Hitler would arrest that person. They'd be a traitor, wouldn't they? See, you live in Nazi Germany now, ladies and gentlemen. This is the last days of free internet and people like Alex Jones on the radio, because we are having an effect, because people are listening. The system is scared. Look at this. Free speech gag bill moving in house. Gun owners of America. New York. This is CBS TV. New York wants teen texting ban in schools and home. It says even during the summer, the school wants to be able to download what's on your phone, even inside your house. State court rules it's okay for teachers to watch your kids at home without warrants on government-issued laptops.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants it. Well, he gets it. I don't like it any more than you do.
So just 3 years ago, it was a big deal to have the NSA spying on citizens without a warrant. And there was talk of criminal indictments, and the head of the CIA, the head of the NSA, Hayden, were in deep trouble. And, you know, would there be criminal charges of John Yoo? And would there be criminal charges of Alberto Gonzalez, who ordered torture? 3 years later, Bush gives speeches on television and says, I ordered torture, and I'd do it again. Remember 2 weeks ago? And you can be all for torture. You can think it's a good American thing to do, and it's going to be, I guess, good when foreign governments torture our troops. No, we have doublethink. Our media, when our people get tortured, says it's wrong, but when we torture, it's good. Okay, whatever. You want to believe those confessions and believe the fairy tales, fine. The issue is they sent a lot of U.S. troops and contractors to prison who followed orders and tortured. So you got to love that. Bush is publicly saying he ordered torture. We got all the White House memos ordering it. None of those guys get in trouble. But the people that follow the orders, they go to prison. That's how this new world order operates. And that is the nature of tyranny. One of the final stages of tyranny, when you know you've really hit rock bottom, is when leaders publicly commit crimes and don't get in trouble, and then the book is thrown at their own underlings, though, for the same crime when they want to scapegoat someone. Okay, now I said that I was going to do a special report today on BP, and I am. It's just that I needed to spend the first 30 minutes of the broadcast on this Sunday edition first explaining to people that you need to go read the new FCC proposals, and they say they're going to carry it out. They're going to implement it. They're going to, and it's the same way I got a smart meter at my office. Texas, in the city of Austin in Texas, and then all over the state of California, in the last 4 years under a federal pilot program, they get federal money, have put smart meters in. And last year, my office, they came, put it on the side of the building, and the government controls the electricity flow in our air conditioners, and we have no choice. City of Austin says we're the one power supplier, we have a monopoly. And by the way, we're going to more than double the cost of your power and gas with a new carbon tax in the next 3 years, $2.6 billion. Austin Energy even announced it. Same thing in California. They just said, you know what? We're going to control your thermostat. And under regulations, all new air conditioner compressors put in have to have a switch in them that's remote controlled by the new smart boxes. Not only do you have a smart box that controls the temperature in your house in many areas, not just Texas and California, it's spreading. Those are two of the more publicized cases. But now they've announced under federal regulations that within 5 years, your toaster, your refrigerator, your washer, your dryers, everything is going to be government tracked. This is openly being announced in the news. And here's Financial Times of London, Associated Press, Fox News, Gun Owners of America, CBS Television. But CBS Television says, not only does the Department of Education want to ban sexually explicit text messages, and then you read what they actually want, it says here, and bullying, that students may do off hours or nights or weekends and summer vacations, but they also want to punish them for it, handing out to 90-day suspensions. And then you get jail time because of the suspension, because then they say you're truant, even though the school kicks you out. And then it goes on to say that the phones will be accessible by the government. That's how they're going to know about this. Here's the Wall Street Journal. The NRA's political sellout. Why is the gun rights lobby helping Chuck Schumer? Here's another one. I've got another article here dealing with Elena Kagan. Is Elena Kagan's emails? In Elena Kagan's emails, politics often trumps policy. And it goes into what a hardcore political operative she is. In fact, here's one of them, where she called members of the NRA, which is the whitewash, watered-down Second Amendment group, founded to federalize gun control. The NRA lobbied for the 68 Gun Control Act. Charlton Heston, even though I've interviewed him and like him and a big fan, God rest his soul, I've got the video clips of Charlton Heston endorsing the 68 Gun Control Act that then led to the gun registration that you know of today. The NRA is an anti-gun organization. Okay, I just read you the Wall Street Journal admitting it. working with Chuckie Schumer to ban free speech in elections for pro-Second Amendment. But let me just continue here. This is out of the National Review, and it's her quotes out of her paper in 1996, where she said that the NRA is the KKK. Well, yeah, I've got her Harvard writings where she said there's no Second Amendment, just like the Attorney General has said. And I've got her quotes about how we can restrict free speech whenever we want. Well, of course. I mean, this woman is only qualified to be Supreme Court Justice because she hates freedom and hates America. She's not qualified. She's not a patriot. She's not a constitutionalist. She's the polar opposite of that. Look, I can think of nothing more important than our free speech, ladies and gentlemen, your free speech. I have articles here in my stack where in Canada, people are being arrested and facing 5 years in prison for saying there's too many immigrants in Canada bankrupting the welfare system. We are inches away in the U.S. from not being able to have any free speech as Americans, as the globalists bring in their client state operatives who will vote to take your private property, who will vote to take your guns. Did you see the illegal aliens? The videos are up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. I played clips of it Friday. This is what the police released and on the LA Times website. Hundreds of illegal aliens with their MS-13 Mexican Mafia tattoos waving giant Mexican flags and overturning cars, burning cars, attacking people, and the police did absolutely nothing. Now, the video is powerful, but if you look at the LA Times photos, it's one of a Hispanic family in a car as the illegal aliens begin attacking them. I mean, this is the insanity. Can you imagine if a Tea Party was out there attacking people, waving Gadsden flags or the 13 colony flags? You know, the 13-star flag. Can you imagine if people flying the Continental Congress flag were out there burning cars, overturning cars, attacking police? Now it's been confirmed racially attacking Anglos in cars. It would be the end of the world. But no. Nowhere in the media do they mention this until you actually watch the videos and read the footnotes, because that's politically incorrect, ladies and gentlemen. And, in fact, you won't believe me. Let me just actually find the article. It was the Canadian National News, because I was looking for it here in my stack, where the man faces two counts of 2 to 5 years in prison and a giant fine in Canada. Where is it? I had it right here. You got to love this one out of the Washington Post. Vote system that elected New York Hispanic could expand. It says that the people get 6 votes apiece to vote in Hispanic leaders. So no longer one vote, one man, one vote. And it said that it was considered that one vote per person was racist. So the illegal aliens are given 6 votes apiece. That's the Washington Post with a straight face reporting it like it's normal. Guys, it's up on InfoWars.com. Man arrested for hate speech against immigrants in Canada. I want to be able to actually read that so you hear it from the actual newspaper so you understand what's coming to America. And you know, whether you agree with the speech of someone criticizing open borders or not, the issue is, don't you support it? Okay, I promise, when we come back, I'm done talking about how they are overturning free speech worldwide, and it's now coming to America because the criminal corporations that have seized the government and are using it for their own personal cash machine know that we're awake to their criminal operations, so they've got to silence us and really bring in more tyranny, or they're going to all end up going to prison. You understand they're at the point of no return.
To wear a black armband when they shot the man who said peace could last forever. And in my first memories, they shot Kennedy. I went numb when I learned to see. So I never felt for being there. We got the wall of disease to remind us all that you can't trust freedom when it's not in your hands. When everybody's fighting for the promised land.
You tell them, Axel, we are back live. Look at the top of news I have here. Obama gives major swath of Arizona back to Mexico. I mean, this is incredible. And every week I see where Mexican troops come across and shoot at U.S. police and military, and our troops have been ordered. They can't be armed or have bullets in their firearms. Meanwhile, I've been to military drills around the country where regular army comes out with loaded guns, and it's actually in my film Endgame. I have troops wearing 45s on their side in New York run over and cuss at me and tell me not to videotape them. And, of course, I got in their face and said, I'm American, I'm red-blooded, it's the First Amendment. Get out of my face, traitor! And they backed off. Because they're so used to people bowing down to thugism and tyranny that they didn't know what to do. And their officer ran across the street and got them. And I didn't care. Let those troops 45 me right in the head. If that's what it takes to defend the First Amendment, how are you going to look, troops, when you shoot an American in the head because you want to come over and get in their face? Some gangbanger with a gun in a U.S. Army uniform. That's what America has turned into, folks. That's what America has turned into. You look at the people burning cars and attacking people in Los Angeles. They're now the police. They're now the military. And they're coming for the property. They're coming for the guns. They're coming for everything. I want to be clear about that. And let me explain something, ladies and gentlemen. You see hooligans in England acting just like the illegal alien gangs in Los Angeles. So it's not a racial issue. It is dehumanized, dumbed down, brainwashed TV heads that have just been turned into morons that have been given power. In fact, let me just get to this now, then I'm going to get into the BP. The BP is our top story. I'm going to spend a lot of time on it and then take your calls. But I want to build the foundation of all this info first. Lakers violence. Authorities release raw video of mob attacking cab. Seek public's help. And then the LA Times goes on with the raw video to admit they attacked a bunch of other vehicles, the people in it, set fire to trash cans, set the taxi on fire after pulling the people out. I mean, you watch this video. It's like 5 minutes long. It's actually 6 minutes long. And it is scary. The gang signs, the Mexican flags, the laughing, the burning the car, the dragging people out of their cars on some of the other videos that are out there. I mean, it is scary, folks. It is scary. Lakers violence. Authorities release raw video of mob attacking cab. Seek public's help. And you can fast forward to the end when they set it on fire. We can't play the audio, but PrisonPlanet.tv viewers can watch this. Or just go to PrisonPlanet.com. You can watch it, I guess, until the government censors the internet. But there it is. See, they don't like the open free internet because it shows misbehavior. Misbehavior by police. Misbehavior by throngs of illegal aliens waving Mexican flags. In fact, there's another angle from wider of this scene where it shows the Mexican flags, big giant ones, people running around. Because we can't play the audio because of all the cussing, but we can at least show that image. Show the video from Friday with the Mexican flags. That's important. But continuing here, what if Tea Parties waving Gadsden flags had trashed L.A.? That's an important article by Paul Joseph Watson at GCNLive.com. Bread and Circus has gone awry. Mindless sports fans riot in L.A. What do you see in England? What do you see in South Africa? Rioting, people stabbing each other, people stampeding each other to get into the games. You see people at Walmart because they're going to have a sale, stampede and kill a bunch of people over mindless crud made in China. Crud made in China that destroyed our industrial capacity and any future to have jobs in this country. What have we been turned into collectively? As humans, we've been dehumanized. We've been turned into people that only value sports, that only value sports teams and Hollywood stars and fluff and the latest celebrity gossip. And while you're busy focused on that, the federal government is openly moving to take your free speech and openly moving to set up a North American Union and destroy our republic. And I can think of no better illustration of that than this. I heard this on XM Fox News yesterday, so I went and looked it up, and sure enough, you can even watch video online of LeBron James basically wasn't even going to show up to this fan appreciation event in the city where he lives, because he's reportedly going to leave the Cleveland Cavaliers and go to another team. And so it's reported that several thousand people, one press report says 2,000, one says 4,000. This article says 4,000 attended. And it says that LeBron James showed up 10 minutes before the event was over. It was a two-hour event from 11 to 1. He showed up sometime past 12:40 when most people had already left. There was a stampede with some injuries, with people wanting to get in to see their god. They don't want private property. They don't want a Bill of Rights. They don't want a Constitution. They don't want dignity. They don't want their Second Amendment. They don't want to be able to raise their children as they see fit. They don't want that. They want bondage. Between 2,000 and 4,000 people show up and sit there like schmucks for almost 2 hours waiting for their sports god, and reportedly he got called by the team managers and told, you better get down here to this. You knew this was coming up. And the slobs gave this slob a trophy, and he left. Now, the point is, could you get 3,000 or 4,000 people to the city council of Cleveland to stop tyranny or stop the fact that the city's openly going bankrupt and is extremely corrupt? Could you get 3,000 Austinites down to the city hall to stop $2.6 billion in taxes over the next 3 years on our power and gas, a total carbon tax ripoff that the UN openly got passed locally because they couldn't get Congress to do it? They said, well, we got some idiots in Austin. Let's rob them. Could you get 3,000 or 4,000 Austinites there for that? Could you get 3,000 people to call the FCC or to write letters to the FCC or to call radio stations and tell them to fight back, or to call ISPs and tell them to fight back against government censorship and surveillance of the internet? Could you get 3,000 people out to stand up against water fluoridation, which admittedly causes brain damage and bone cancer? No. Could you get 3,000 people out in Cleveland against year number 9 coming up in Afghanistan, going into year number 7 in Iraq coming up? No, you couldn't. And that's why the globalists are making their move on us. They know we're a joke. I talk to adults who are even well-to-do in business. They don't know history. They don't know anything. But they know all about sports teams. I talk to professors. They're dumber than a box of rocks. I talk to all these pseudo-intellectuals, and they know nothing about the world. And everybody's wearing their UT Longhorns hats. And that's all anybody talks about in the town where I live. Not about freedom, not about liberty, but a fake tribal, what was the word that the late great author called it? Grand Falloon. It's something that really doesn't even mean anything, but a bunch of people that have no connection to it rally around it and worship it and laud it. Kurt Vonnegut. Incidentally, Kurt Vonnegut, just at cultural point, was a fan of the show and sent me a hand-done print he did about a year before he died. Could never get him on the show, though. He said that his time was over and he was making no more public appearances. And I guess he stuck with it. But you love all these grand falloons, things that don't matter, while all of your freedom is being robbed. In fact, we've got a great graphic up on Infowars.com on the front page that shows a bunch of guys sitting on their couch with beer and potato chips looking at a television set that has the World Cup on. And behind them's a giant picture window. And it's Obama on a bulldozer bulldozing the Bill of Rights and Constitution and our health care. But imagine these people. LeBron James thinks the people that pay millions of dollars a year are a bunch of schmucks. And they are. A bunch of mindless idiots. He could care less about them. He could care less about them. Some appreciation event. Imagine almost 4,000 people, the press reports, showing up to beg and lick the boots of someone saying, please don't leave our town. We associate our well-being and our identity with you, a person that runs around on a court bouncing a ball and putting it in a hoop. We don't have any identity of our own. Don't leave Cleveland. Oh, please. And they begged and cried, and parents taught their kids that this is your idol, not a inventor, not a trailblazer, not an explorer, not a patriot, but some guy bouncing a basketball. That's why we're slaves. BP analysis coming up.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
If you want to know why you're slaves, it's because you have screwed up priorities. Close to 4,000 people attend a fan appreciation of LeBron James. People riot when their team loses or wins. I've got reports here out of the BBC. Football hooligans must surrender passports. Now, notice police state laws about mobility. Imagine Nazi Germany. They said you must come register with the police if you're going to travel outside your town because you're a Jew in 1935. By 1940, they were getting shot in the back of the head. Well, now it's, oh, you got caught in a fist fight once. For the rest of your life, you're on probation. Or, oh, you sent a bullying text that joked to your friend and said, you know, hey, dummy, I'll see you, you know, after school. That's considered a crime. And the school downloads what's on your phone now, even when you're outside school in New York. So you're all under their control. We are just totally surveilled, totally domesticated, and the BBC reports football hooligans must surrender passports. So anybody who's ever gotten in a fight, anybody who's ever gotten in an argument, anybody who's ever been arrested drunk in England gets put in a crime database, which, oh, I saw an article last year. They're now using the hooligan database for other criminals. Oh, and then they said not just people that have committed crimes, but people that are at risk of committing crimes or who have said things that are politically incorrect, bordering on thought crime, bordering on hate crime. They actually have thought crime now in Canada and England and Europe. And now they're teaching our kids this here. Now they're implementing it here. Now they're calling for it here. Oh, you want to go to South Africa? Sorry, you must surrender your passport. You're not allowed to go anywhere in the world because you got in trouble once at a soccer match. Convicted football hooligans must surrender their passports to stop them traveling from the World Cup in South Africa. Individuals in England and Wales with football banning orders must hand over their documents at police stations by 2200. This is a few weeks old. Now, what happened? They didn't turn in their passports, so there were SWAT team raids. That's right. In England, their crime rate has more than tripled since they totally banned guns 15 years ago. Go look at the numbers. You can't get a cop to show up for serious crimes. People have been robbed over and over again. If they defend themselves, they get arrested. Now that's happening in Chicago and New York. It's a crime to defend yourself, and when you need help, the cops won't come. But all over the country, they had huge police task forces to go out and arrest people that didn't turn in their passports ahead of the World Cup. See how there's endless resources for stunts like this. Police promise more arrest and crackdown leading up to the World Cup. And see, now there'll be travel bans if you have other crimes. Oh, sorry. 10 years ago, you got in a fist fight at a bar. Well, I was attacked by him. I've already paid my fine and done my week in jail. Sorry, you're never allowed to leave England, and we're raising the taxes to 95%. France is already over 80. We're going to 95. We're actually discussing that. Five convicted English soccer hooligans have been arrested in early morning raids as part of a crackdown ahead of the World Cup. Police say the men are between ages 20 and 44 of age and were detained at their homes in central England. See, a stunt. So everybody hears, I'm sick of those hooligans ruining a good match. Good. Ban them from traveling. Make them turn their passports in, their right to travel. It's only for soccer, though. Until now they're announcing it for everything. All right. South Africa on hooligan watch ahead of England match. AP. Oh, my gosh. Okay. But again, that's all that matters. The new religion. LeBron James. Oh, please don't leave. And he barely even shows up at the event. He's like, shut up, scum. Look at these smucks paying money for me to run around putting a ball in a hoop. Look at these little slaves. They don't care if they lose all their freedom. They don't have their own identities. Ha ha.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, Obama has ceded a part of the United States, a national park, to Mexico. That's Fox News headline. We'll be covering that coming up. I've also got some other news dealing with the economy, and we will have some time to take your calls, but we are now well into the second and final hour. I do 4 hours weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. But, of course, we come back on Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m., because wild horses couldn't drag me away from standing up for this republic. I don't know, with the FCC openly saying they're going to ban free speech and take over the Internet and put special taxes or bans on, quote, conspiracy theories, and they list man-made global warming not being real as one of them, the White House does, I better do 7 days a week, or I better just filibuster up to the last minute. They turn us off. I mean, you think I'm joking. I just read from the FCC, a government control box in your house. I'm going to give you the phone number for the bottom of the hour, but I specifically want to hear from callers on two issues, BP and the information I'm about to cover. And if you tuned in during the last hour or have been paying attention to even mainstream news is all reporting, oh, hey, the government's going to put a box in your house to decide what Internet and TV you can watch. It's no big deal. Hey, you know, the World Cup's on. Basketball's on right now. Baseball, too. Hey, did you hear about that new new hip-hop album that came out? Yeah. So I want to talk about the attack on free speech that's going on that I can't even believe. It's one thing to see all these White House czars propose it, but it's another thing to actually see it about to pass in legislation and via regulations. So I just can't get over how huge this is. Here's the toll-free number to join us if you want to get into the queue. 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. Or local folks listening to News Radio 590 KLBJ, 512-646-1776. Okay. Let me get my stack here and get focused. And now, ladies and gentlemen, for my analysis of the British Petroleum oil spill that is now entering its third month. We have the White House and the BP executives, when they're not out at yacht racing events or when Obama is not at a baseball or basketball game or having a gala party, they're saying it now may last until Christmas or perhaps for several years, and that only 2% of the oil they estimate has been released. And BP and the White House say that there is at least 2 billion gallons, 2 billion with a B, gallons left, or 98% more, to come out of the hole. Many experts are on record saying that if they slant drill and detonate a hydrogen bomb, that because the fissures have already broken through and there's oil plumes up to 20 miles away coming out of the ocean floor, that this will probably just shatter things further and could release a mega massive oil spill dwarfing the one we now see. And that there's always, people keep calling into talk radio and saying, you know, is there natural gas down there? Is there methane? Could there be a giant explosion? Well, of course there's natural gas. In any of these super deep wells, they hit it at 4, 5, 6, 7 or more layers as they go down. And yes, we know there are giant gas domes in the Gulf. And yes, using a nuke will probably detonate a lot of those different underground gas domes that are in those different strata, and will cause an even bigger crisis, which is great for the government. They'll just nationalize oil companies that much faster and slap a big carbon tax on you. But all of that doesn't matter. You know, everybody's obsessing over the BP CEO stepping down because he got caught out racing yachts, or Obama talking about nationalizing the oil companies or his carbon taxes. All of that is important. But it is dwarfed in comparison to our top story today. And let's go back to November. It had just broken in the German and British news in two newspapers. I'd seen it a few days before going around on the internet. It took that much time for the media to pick it up. It turned out the BBC had been given it 6 months before in full, the climate gate emails. where you've got the top three universities in Europe, England, and the U.S. all colluding with each other to lie and say that the oceans were going to rise and the ice caps were going to melt and that carbon dioxide was the cause, and it was them premeditatedly admitting they were lying, hiding the decline, manipulating temperature data that they were getting from around the world from governments. They were just changing the numbers. They've been caught. And I got up here on air and I said, this is a chance to snatch victory out of the jaws of defeat. Copenhagen was guaranteed to pass. Global taxes paid to the IMF and World Bank on all fossil fuel use and all carbon footprints, including what Bill Gates has even announced and the UN's announced, taxes on your exhaling, because that is carbon dioxide. All animals exhale carbon dioxide. Plants respirate and have their photosynthesis from the carbon dioxide we exhale. They release oxygen, part of the carbon cycle. But they had convinced people this was deadly poison. It was kind of their inside little joke. And so they had sold everyone on this, and I got up on air, and I said, you're going to hear about this in the next few weeks. And people for a week or so asked if the emails were a hoax and if I was even making it up. Okay? So the rest is history. You now know what happened with that, and we were instrumental, along with the Drudge Report, with driving that story out in the United States, into the mainstream media. It took us 3 weeks until that was finally in the mainstream news in the U.S. There was a news blackout everywhere in the U.S. but DrudgeReport.com and Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Okay, there was a news blockade, and we wrote articles about that and said, call talk radio. It took Limbaugh 2 weeks to cover it. It took Savage a week to cover it. It took Hannity 2 weeks to cover it. And I'm not saying those guys are bad. The point is, you know, Drudge and I, we were first in the U.S., but Drudge second. We commend Drudge. Drudge now linked to us twice again last week, three times before that. I mean, it's incredible the amount of but side issue. The point is, we were able to drive that out into the open together. We were able to break that media blockade and cut through the lies. And we can do that together right now, here today. Paul Watson gave up his Saturday and his Sunday to write this article in consultation with myself and to transcribe what you're about to hear. Now, I won't have time to read the entire 8-page article, but I'll assure you this is as important as LeBron James' fan appreciation worship session, where he's the new Pope and people go into an auditorium and bow down to him and he barely shows up. You know, if we could get 4,000 Americans in every big city, that'd be millions put together. If we could get people as concerned about what's about to happen, you know, most people are watching this golf spill like it's a spectator sport, and getting into the whining and complaining and why won't they fix it and something needs to be done and arrest BP. Look, don't worry, BP is going to laugh last, and they're definitely part of this unless people wake up and take action on this issue. Now, here is the headline. And this is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. It is a plan of action, a plan of victory. If you will simply take action, this is such a huge issue. So start your engines, InfoWarriors. It's got the phone numbers on it. And I'm going to add the number to Rick Perry, and I'm going to also add the number to Alabama and then the East Coast states. But the most important are Louisiana, Mississippi, and Florida right now. Their phone numbers and email are there. So get ready, folks. You want to do something instead of just sitting there and sucking your thumbs. You want to have an effect. And I'm talking to people that, again, went to LeBron James appreciation and he didn't even really show up for the event. I'm talking to those folks who are sucking their thumbs. I know my listeners are not thumb suckers. The point is, if you want to actually do something, you call other talk show hosts, you call newspapers, you tell them, get on this story. You send this to other websites. You tell them, get on it now. Get on it now and look at this information you're about to hear, because this is as big as ClimateGate. This is a house of cards ready to fall. This is a dangerous gamut. This is a deadly, dangerous strategic move. Roll the dice by the New World Order, and we have a very good chance of torpedoing them to the bottom of the ocean, figuratively. To the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico. They have miscalculated. If you take the bull by the horns, if you take action. So when we come back after this quick break, I'm breaking it down. States need to launch criminal investigation into BP.
was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young man.
Okay, my friends, we are back live. Again, thank you for joining us.
Many a soldier shed his lifeblood.
States need to launch criminal investigation into BP. Federal government's role in oil spill. You heard me right. I have read the Coast Guard's hearings, interviewing the people that were on board the emergency ships and the oil rig that survived, including the head of the drilling rig operation, the head of the operation for Halliburton as well. You've all heard the endless trivia in the news, but kind of hidden in the back. That, the people on the rig, they knew months before. First it was weeks before, then a month before, now it's 2 months before, that BP executives from Houston, there were arguments on the ship over the satellite phone in front of the employees saying no one's ever dumped salt water in on top one of these instead of cement and mud. This is going to blow up. So we know they gave them an order that would cause it to blow up. We know they then blocked the states for the last 60-something days now from people being able to go out with the oil booms and block the estuaries so the oil couldn't go up into the rivers and streams and salt marshes where most of the fish go to lay their eggs and where the manatees live and where the dolphins calve. And so all of that's going on. But let me just go over the article itself because it hits every point and puts on the case that needs to be criminally investigated. Clearly, BP gave the order knowing this was going to happen, but it may be even worse. They may have just blown it because they're the top globalist company pushing for the global carbon tax. They've been the big oil company trying to get the other oil companies nationalized to get rid of their competition. States need to launch criminal investigation into BP, federal government's role in oil spill. There can now be no doubt whatsoever that BP oil spill was purposefully contrived either through deliberate negligence or outright sabotage and is now being used to further the Obama administration's political agenda. Criminal investigations into the government and BP's role in the disaster need to be launched by state authorities in Florida, Louisiana, and Mississippi immediately. That's immediately, ladies and gentlemen. There can no longer be any doubt. Criminal investigations into the government and BP's role in the disaster need to be launched by the state authorities in Florida, Louisiana, and Mississippi immediately, while local authorities, public servants, also need to call emergency legislative sessions in order to take over emergency response efforts from the feds before the crisis gets much worse. Absolutely. Obama wants to play golf the last 2 days and go to parties, and the head of BP wants to go sail around on yachts. They're laughing at you. And, you know, 6-plus weeks ago, he dispatches some Nobel laureate down there, some egghead. Oh, here's a Harvard lawyer. He'll fix it. Oh, yeah, the same Harvard lawyers that fill up Goldman Sachs, ripping us off for trillions, the same ones that create derivatives and steal all the pension funds. You mean those geniuses? While BP CEO Tony Hayward is busy watching yachting races, Barack Obama, who took two vacations immediately after the oil spill, spends his time between playing golf and going to the movies. If the disaster is on a par with 9/11, as Obama claims, then why is he fiddling while Rome burns? Every effort to find a solution to the crisis while cleaning up the mess has been lackluster and half-hearted. The federal government's hyped rhetoric about how bad the consequences of the spill has not been matched with the appropriate action to combat the problem. In hindsight, it's becoming clear that the government has deliberately botched the response and prevented local authorities from doing their jobs, just as FEMA deliberately sabotaged the state response to Hurricane Katrina. Yeah, what happened 3 days ago? 20 more state skimmers sent out there by Jindal in Louisiana, and the Coast Guard showed up and said no. That's been going on for 50-plus days of the spill. Since a week or so in order to make the crisis much worse and create the pretext for a police state response, gun confiscation, and ultimately more federal power. And then we link to all the things that are happening right now that this oil spill is distracting from. Numerous reports have surfaced of local and state authorities being prevented by BP contractors and U.S. Coast Guard from helping. To address the devastation the spill has created in the region, Governor Bobby Jindal has ordered the state's fleet of 16, now they're reporting 20, vacuum barges to clean up the oil in Louisiana marshes. On Wednesday, the U.S. Coast Guard intercepted the barges and ordered them to stop the cleanup. Ostensibly, the Coast Guard wanted to inspect the barges, but that then didn't inspect them. Then they wanted to inspect the history of the barges. Just like unions, you know, will go in and block a construction just by, you know, sitting around on their hands and doing nothing. They, you know, the federal government shows us the slaves who's boss. Nothing happens without their say-so. Not until Obama's passed that carbon tax on everything you do and a new dark age of tyranny's brought in, a new age of feudalism to control your every movement. Not until then will they fix that oil leak. And not a minute later. And not a minute earlier. It just ordered them back to the dock and then did nothing. Just as happened with Katrina, BP, in alliance with the feds, have erected an information blockade around the spill. Reporters have been harassed, threatened with arrest, and prevented from accessing the affected areas. Oil spill cleanup workers have been gagged from talking about their experiences. They're not allowed to wear respirators because then they'd have to admit that the oil was off-gassing toxic chemicals. Foreign ships have been prevented from helping in the cleanup efforts. Every effort has been made to stop the truth about the oil spill from being uncovered. Almost everything we learn about the situation comes directly from BP or the federal government. The strictly enforced cover-up shows the authorities are more concerned about protecting the information lockdown than actually cleaning up the spill. Exactly. The way the whole system is set up is to keep the spill going and to contain news coverage of what's happening. And then Obama comes out and says, I got to have a carbon tax. I got to nationalize the oil companies. We got to tax you. The Jones Act, which forbids foreign ships from operating between U.S. ports, can be waived, but hasn't been. Obama could have had the problem solved in a matter of weeks, but he immediately refused the help. Of 13 entities that had offered the U.S. help with the oil spill assistance within about 2 weeks of the Horizon rig explosion. And it just goes on and on. Every indication points to the oil spill having been deliberately caused, either by negligence or sabotage, by a combination of BP executives and those who hold the reins of power in the Obama administration. And again, BP is his third biggest contributor. And it's deep, deep in with Al Gore and the biggest funder of the carbon tax propaganda. This goes beyond Obama himself, who's merely there to read the teleprompter and employ his fine acting skills in selling his agenda that the globalists hope to enforce on the back of the contrived crisis. On May 27th, the New York Times reported on how just days before the explosion, BP chose to use a salt water solution to seal the cement around the casing pipe, which was known to be a far riskier option than the stronger, heavy drilling fluid. This is after the well was already cracked and leaking, we now discover. Folks, it goes into all the evidence, how they had the motive to do it, why they did it, how they're continuing the cover-up. Stay with us. You know, I understand citizens being angry by the CEO of BP being out Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at yacht races. I mean, I know this country's in trouble. And I don't need to do six radio shows a week. I don't need to do all the radio interviews I do. I don't need to do all the newspaper interviews I get. A lot of times I want to be home with my family. I want to be out fishing. I want to be out hiking. I want to be working out. I want to be oil painting. I want to be, you know, doing all the things that I enjoy. Visiting with family. Traveling. But no, I'm stuck here in Austin most of the time. I work 7 days a week. I do radio 6 days a week because I know our society is in trouble. But why is the public mad at the BP CEO for out yachting? America is sinking. States are going bankrupt. Our industrial capacity is gone. We're about to lose our AAA rating. We're about to have to devalue the currency even further. We're in a world of hurt. Every economic indicator and societal indicator shows we're in a depression, and it's going to get steadily worse. and you got almost 4,000 people showing up at a LeBron James fan appreciation meeting to worship him and to beg him to not leave Cleveland and the Cavaliers. And then he shows up 10 minutes before the end and was basically rude to people because he thinks you're a bunch of jokes, a bunch of schmucks, because you are. Your priorities are screwed up, America. America is sinking. America is leaking. America is burning and falling apart, just like the Gulf of Mexico. And you don't care, just like the BP CEO, because everybody's a bunch of selfish people who aren't serious and aren't focused and aren't angry about liberty and freedom, who aren't serious, who aren't willing to fight for it or speak up for it. Your inaction will buy you chains and slavery. Understand that. All right, I'm done talking about that. Let me just boil down the facts instead of going over this detailed article Paul Watson wrote. Because at the end of the article, it's a long article. At the end of the article, it gives the phone numbers out. And if you read the entire article, and you need to, folks, if it was about LeBron James, I'm sure some of you would. This is about your future. You would understand the evidence of it being a staged event, any way you slice it, the BP disaster, 100%. And their motive, what they're getting out of it, what the agenda is. But let me just briefly break that down, then I'm going to your phone calls for the balance of the transmission. BP's a top globalist environmental company that literally wrote the book in the last 20 years, owned by Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands, in co-ownership with Queen Elizabeth of England, Saxe-Coburg-Gotha. Elizabeth Saxe-Coburg-Gotha of Windsor, the German queen and the Dutch queen. And they're globalist. BP is always pushing for the carbon tax, key supporters of Obama. They want the new feudal system. They have always pushed for the U.S. to nationalize oil companies, but privatize the profit to them. BP already is so powerful. They get 80% of the oil out of Alaska. The government gives it to them. And it is then shipped to Asia. Only 20% goes to the U.S. BP is the sole licensure on really over 80%. And then of the 80% they get, 80% of that goes to Asia. I mean, that's how things are done. It's all rigged. Go check it out for yourself. Go research who gets the oil in Alaska. So, all of that's going on. And they don't want their competition in the Gulf. They were given an award. They were given special waivers for the super deep well 6 months before Obama took the restrictions off the entire Gulf. But he never really took the restrictions off. He only loosened them, allowed BP's competition to move in. Then the oil spill starts. All that competition's been barred after they already brought their rigs in from around the world, costing tens of millions of dollars conservatively just to bring those giant factory systems in, like a floating space station or something. And now they're in deep trouble. And so you've got all that happening. This is a strategic sabotage. Now, I mean, BP is going to put an escrow of $20 billion. That's like when you win the lottery and they put money into a lottery for you and then they pay it out over 30 years. It's a pittance compared to their real profits. They'll just change their name, make a subsidiary. They're already talking about that, and then get more power and control over the oil companies and over their competition by doing it. But more importantly, Obama, as I told you 60 days ago, in fact, what day of the oil spill are we into? Will you look that up? I heard it a couple days ago, but I forget. The point is, 70th day? I mean, holy mackerel, it was 60-something just a few days ago. Time flies. So we know they have the motive. Now, I mean, I told you just a week into it, I said Obama is going to push for the carbon tax, and he's going to push for gas taxes and oil taxes on the wellhead, at the gas pump, and on all energy and on natural gas, effectively nationalizing petroleum. And now he's come out last week and proposed that, and they admit it. So all of that is happening. But then you go back over the evidence of them staging it. You have BP dumping, the BP executive dumping over a third of his stock the week before this happens. You have Goldman Sachs that co-chaired BP. Goldman Sachs really has a controlling share in BP. You said, well, I thought you said it's the queen. They're they have the controlling shares in Goldman Sachs and in BP and in Dutch Royal Shell. I mean, in everything. Go do your research. And but Goldman Sachs chairman, in fact, that's the Bloomberg headline, Goldman Sachs CEO and chairman, he was both, was Goldman Sachs head. People won't believe it, and they won't look it up either. Just pull it up, and people will be able to see it at prisonplanet.tv. And so they dump their stock. Goldman Sachs dumps its stock, record level. Not on any other oil company, just that one. The CEO dumps his stock. Halliburton doing work for them a month before. We now know 2 months before they knew this was going to blow up. Halliburton goes out and buys a company that does Gulf cleanups for oil. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. But that's all just circumstantial. Concrete, on record, we have a month into this, and we're now 70 days in. A month in, they had the Coast Guard hearings with the men that were on the ships and on the rigs and who were in the conversations, and they said, it's never before been done. You can go read these transcripts. We have links to it in our article at prisonplanet.com. States need to launch criminal investigation into BP, federal government role in oil spill. And we go through the evidence. And they were told, you're not going to put concrete in, you're not going to put mud in, you're going to dump water in to the well. And they said, that won't pressurize this well. A regular well would blow out. A regular well would come in, as they call it. And it's going to explode. The rig is going to burn. And there it is. Goldman's great timing for unloading BP stock. Yeah, that's the article about him unloading it. The headline out of Bloomberg was, Goldman Sachs head was also head of BP. That it was in a bunch of papers, but we've got to show them. They're programmed not to believe anything. Okay, they're programmed. If something's threatening to them, they deny it. I must show them. Okay, so all of that's going on. All of that's happening. And you can read, I can't say this on the radio because it's cuss words, but you can read the transcripts of the hearings. And it's the head of the well, the head engineers, the people who were the head engineers on the boats, all talking to BP in the 2 months before, saying this is going to blow up, this is going to catch fire. And then when it blew up, there's all the conversations in the court record to BP executives in Houston from the satellite phones saying, you bleeping bleeper. I told you this was going to come in and it was going to cause an explosion and a fire. Are you bleeping happy? No one has ever dumped water in on a deep well. You understand, folks, to keep the gas and oil pressure down, they're supposed to put in mud and cement and block it in and put multiple plugs in. Instead, they dump seawater in. And the people told them it's going to blow up. Now, shouldn't there be a criminal investigation? Isn't that at least criminal negligence, as our article says? Evidence, 100% criminal negligence, but all the evidence points said deliberate criminal negligence. Now, I'm going to give each caller 1 minute or less when we come back, so be ready. And when we come back, I'm going to give you the phone numbers to the governors. You can't count on the feds to do this. They're the ones running the whole operation and using this to nationalize and pass new taxes and take over society. They've already taken over health care. They've already taken over the banks. They've already taken over the automakers for insiders. Now they're going to take over energy, folks. Stay with us.
Look at the shoes you're filling. Look at the blood we're spilling. Look at the world we're
Look, I'll be discussing this more tomorrow on my weekday show from 11 to 3 Central at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com if you don't have a local AM and FM station in your area. But I can give each caller about 45 seconds because we've got about 10 phone calls on the phone board here. And I want to go to Paul, Maggie, Julie, Mike, others. Just have your point ready. Make it. And we're going to move on because I want to hear what you have to say. But I ran out of time covering the news. Bottom line, BP and the White House are inside baseball team members. Goldman Sachs quietly owns BP. They are behind the banking collapse. Not just here, but in other nations. They need their carbon tax, which is to be paid to the private central banks, namely J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, and others. They need their world government. They need their new global currency, SDRs, backed up with carbon taxes. Their whole agenda's in trouble since the Copenhagen-Denmark treaty fell apart. And now Obama's got a chance with this ongoing crisis for the people to say something must be done. And he says, guess what? I got a tax for you. That'll fix it in the future. And that's what they've done. That's why he's playing golf and laughing at you and the BP guys out there sailing around. It's a big joke. So you need to go to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com to this article titled, States Need to Launch Criminal Investigation into BP. What are the states doing when the feds tell them you can't be off the shore 100 yards with your own state vessels cleaning up oil? Since when do the feds rule everything? It's time for the states to say no. But it's also time for the states to have their own indictments, their own grand jury investigations of BP. They need to call in these BP employees, stop letting BP boss everybody around and tell the media they can't be there on the seashore, stop letting the BP run the cover-up for Obama. They're all working together. And bring these people to justice, folks. They have created this crisis, and they're bringing in the tyranny of the nationalization of the oil companies, and that means energy increases. The oil companies are nationalized in Europe. They pay $7, $8 a gallon for gas, folks. Don't say you weren't warned. Here are the phone numbers. I'm going to blitz to your calls quickly. Here are the phone numbers. Again, they're in the article. But you can call the governor of Florida, Charlie Crist, at 850-488-4441. Again, that's Governor Charlie Crist. That's 850-488-4441. You can call Bobby Jindal, who's big on talk, short on action, all hat and no cattle, inch deep, mile wide, fake conservative. Give him a call. Come on. Let's see criminal investigation by the state. The state's got criminal prosecution powers. Grab those BP people and clap them in irons. Come on. Get those witnesses in there. Main line, 225-342-7015. 225-342-7015. Again, these numbers are all up on the site. Call Haley Barbour, the former head of the RNC. Well, you think he's going to save you? You better look out, folks. But call him and let that overfed joker know that we're fully aware this is a bipartisan scam being run. 877-405-0733, 877-405-0733. Stop playing games. Their emails, their addresses, other numbers, they're all up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. Stop screwing around. We know that BP executives gave orders that were criminal, that they knew would blow that well up. They were told that in the Coast Guard testimony. It's on record. We have them. Get a criminal investigation going like Enron, and they'll start ratting each other out, and we can bring them and Barry Sotaro, known as Barack Obama, and all the rest of these criminals down. Or you can have them win and nationalize oil and carbon tax you and literally have federal inspectors in your house. That's in the bill that's already passed the House. This isn't a game. They're coming with internet boxes in your house that run your TV through it where the government watches everything you do. I've got the FCC's own documents here. This is happening. You're being raped. All right, what's the point of even taking calls? Maybe I should go into overdrive, huh? Maybe that's what the guys want. You guys want to do some overdrive here to make sure we get to all these calls? I don't see an excited, come on, let's do it. We'll do what we have to at least take these calls. We won't be on the AM and FM, but we'll be at the internet streams, at least at Infowars.com. Let's go to Paul in Connecticut. Paul, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Great. Look at this. 9/11 brought us Patriot Act 1 and 2. In the wake of this BP disaster, they're going to rush through a lot of anti-constitutional stuff. But come on, the governors are just as corrupt, and the state legislatures are just as corrupt, and you're never going to get a grand jury to do anything because they got guys in there that are just not going to do what we want
to
do.
Oh, yeah, they're all going to get paid off, and they're going to whine and act like they're mad. Well, you got to do something. You can have county grand juries that have people that were damaged by the oil. They can start calling in these BP workers who were out there on record saying they were ordered to do stuff they knew would blow up. I mean, we can't just give up, Paul. What do we do?
Oh, no, I'm not giving up. I'm telling you, it's going to come to push, come to shove. It's got to get worse. The people aren't going to wake up. These basketball fans turning over cars and the rest of it, they're on a whole nother level.
That's what's important to them. That's right. They don't want freedom. They want to go out and attack families and cars.
Look, you got the borders that are open up. They got the UN, and they got foreign troops on the soil.
Obama just gave a national park to Mexico. I mean, you can't make this up.
FEMA camps are sitting here waiting for us while we're sitting here sucking our thumbs, waiting for the whole thing to come down.
Paul, I hear you. Maggie in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to call. I saw a BrassCheck.tv video. These are professors that are talking about a huge, deadly bubble of gas underneath this thing. If they're right, this thing hasn't even begun to destroy what it's going to do to not Louisiana or Mississippi. It's going to be a tsunami on Florida. If this,
well, ma'am, I appreciate your call, but we don't have any evidence that it's going to blow up and detonate a bunch of natural gas. Natural gas, again, that's a rumor that that's going to happen. If they detonate a nuke, though, it could ignite those underground gas supplies and could cause a chain reaction. So I do think it's serious. We should look at it. But a lot of people saying this is guaranteed to happen. A lot of fear out there. I've done an investigation. That's not the case. Julie in Texas, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Yeah, I love your show, and I just wanted to say a couple days ago, because of the urgency of the propaganda on the Iran thing, and now all of a sudden this armada going to the Persian Gulf, but a couple days ago, knowing that these people are occultists and numerologists and sun worshippers, I know a little bit about astrology, the total eclipse on July 11th, which is in both the sun and moon of Cancer, which is a water crisis. And it's supposed to.
Well, I don't believe in astrology, but I had a politician, a well-known politician, come to my office off record and tell me that this big astrological thing, this was about 3 months ago, was going to happen in July and there'd be all these disasters and America was done. And I had this well-known person come to my office to tell me this off record. Julie, I appreciate your call. It's all insane. Volcanoes going off, oil spills, the economy falling apart. And yes, U.S.-Israel warships in Suez, maybe prelude to face-off. That's the Israeli National News. Armada of U.S. and Israeli warships head for Iran. Kurt Nemo, Infowars.com. Iran threatens to stop Western ships if subjected to cargo inspection. That's from the National News of Iran, Press TV. Israel says they may nuke them. They're preparing. They're getting ready basically for World War III. Meanwhile, we're all talking about the Gulf. Good point. Mike in Texas, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Listen,
good. Well, I was in Austin about a week ago, and I was down at the Capitol, and they had like four or five people outside to investigate BP. Half these people don't even know what they're talking about. Never mind. To go out and teach.
But if LeBron James was going to leave a team, the Cavaliers, you get 4,000 idiots there, so he can come disdain them and look down on the stupid slaves.
Well, yeah. Well, here's a good point. That's a great point. But here's another call out to people, because we all know this is a big disaster. This is nothing. This isn't small.
Oh, sir, the disaster is going to be the carbon taxes, Mike.
Absolutely. Well.
The disaster is that it's a setup, staged event, any way you slice it, to take over America, to seize another area of the economy, so we're all under government control, and so the offshore banks that run our government can rob us like we're Nigeria or Argentina. This has been done over and over again by these people. We know how they do it. Mike, I hear you. We got to get the word out. God bless you. Look, I'm out of time for the main radio broadcast, and I get so frustrated only having 2 hours. I get frustrated having 4 hours. But... if you're a radio listener, I'm only going to do about 10 minutes on the other side. You'll have to go to Infowars.com. It'll be internet only to listen to the free audio streams at Infowars.com. I'll take some more calls and recap this and get into the Iran situation. And then it'll go into retransmission. Or you can also watch us right now at PrisonPlanet.tv if you want to catch the rest of the show. For everybody else, I'll be back next Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. with the Sunday edition, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. And back tomorrow, of course, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern for the 4-hour Big Kahuna. We got some really big informative guests coming up this week. God bless you all. Great job to the crew. Stay with us. We'll be back in 1 minute. All right, my friends, I'm going to cut to the chase in this abbreviated overdrive. Thank you for joining us. I want to be able to talk to Lance, Lori, Rob, and Ronnie, and then we'll cut off this transmission. And to explain to listeners what overdrive is, because some get confused, you have the regularly programmed radio, 4 hours weekdays, 2 hours on Sundays that are on AM and FM and go out on the satellites and are heard on AM and FM stations. I can go over and just be on the internet streams and the prisonplanet.tv, but then that won't be in the rebroadcast. It'll only be archived in the podcast and in the video podcast archive at prisonplanet.tv, okay? But we're going to these callers here in a moment because I'm committed to take your calls. Look, the challenge is out there. We know BP staged this. Either they deliberately blew it up or they gave orders knowing it was going to blow up. That much is totally proven. They stand to gain the carbon tax, insider control. They're owned by Goldman Sachs. They're big financiers of Obama. The big banks must have their carbon tax. They blocked the relief efforts. The list goes on and on. And a lot of people, not just me now, are coming out saying staged event. But Paul Watson and I, in one spot, codified all the evidence. And I'm going to be making a YouTube video that's going to be very simple as soon as this show's over that really boils it all down succinctly in about 5 minutes. That's going to go up on the Alex Jones channel tonight with this article and links to the phone numbers to call the governors and the legislatures and to have them call for a criminal investigation. We've got to shift this from just letting BP and the White House federalize and corporatize and control everything. We've got to shift this into the people calling for criminal investigations and put the issue of criminal activity on the plate. Because people are talking about violent revolution and liberals are calling for 100,000 man marches to the sea and all this sedition. We don't want that. The globalists would use that for control. We want to peacefully use the court system to go after these crooks. And again, I want to just say great job to you, the activist listeners. Look what we did with ClimateGate, with the Mayak Report, with 9/11, with so many other big issues. We can get this out there and force it in the mainstream media if you take action. And I want to commend my entire crew and organization. We could not do what we do here without them. And I'm so glad that I've got a team here at my office that realizes just how historical the work is we're doing. And I've got people that work with me on my team who are more excited about liberty and freedom and fighting tyranny than they are about LeBron James and the World Cup. And I know all of you out there watching are the same, and we are brethren. We are together in the spirit of liberty and freedom, and God bless you. You are Earth's best and only hope. I salute you. All right. Let's take four calls, then I'm going back to retransmission where I broke down the incredible attacks on free speech at the first of this transmission. Lance in Texas, you're on the air.
Alex, thank you for waking me up. I pray for you every day. This thing is getting so crazy with BP. What's going to happen when we force the mainstream media to talk about the methane gas and the hydrogen sulfide that's out there? And, I mean, are they going to do a law and want evacuations and put people on cruise ships? Or what's your take, Alex?
Well, clearly, all of that is a distinct possibility. They are covering up how deadly the gas is. People are getting sick. They're not letting BP workers wear respirators. If they set a nuke off, most of the experts say it will detonate a bunch of gas, make it many times worse, which will be great. Then Obama will say the answer is more taxes. I got to go. I got to go out on a yacht. I got to go play basketball. I got to go watch a baseball game. I got to go have, you know, rock stars play for me every night at the White House. Order out of chaos. Again, he won't do anything to stop the leak. He's doing everything he can to pass these draconian straitjacket laws that outlaw normal human activity so the government can take control of our lives, Lance. This is the beginning of more and more stage crises. I've been saying Obama would stage a major false flag. They're gearing up for an attack on Iran. But who would have ever thought an oil spill false flag? But the evidence is clear. This is a false flag. Thank you, Lance. Lori in Arkansas, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thank you for everything you're doing. My take on this is that I have been writing my senators, my local news station with the story since like the 8th of June. No one will get back with me on any of this. They're not answering. They're not responding. we need to keep this going. The story needs to stay out there. I've been on, me and my husband both, we've been on the internet, emailing, blogging, trying to get the story out. They are shutting it out. We're getting service denial of service attacks when we try to post things. They are scared. Everyone needs to keep this going.
Well, BP admittedly has spent more than $50 million, and that was a few weeks ago, it's growing, on manipulating the web, controlling the search engines, going after people, not letting their employees wear respirators because the other slaves may see it and know it's dangerous. Yes, this is serious. The first couple of weeks, I was like, okay, oil leak happens all the time. As I learned more and more, and I saw their response, my worst fears were confirmed. They are absolutely going for broke. They just brought me a note in. Okay, we'll go to 15:30. That's fine if that matches with the music. We're trying to match when we're going to break so that it connects into the next segment in the rebroadcast. Throws us for a loop when I do these overdrive broadcast. Because you'll notice there's no commercials. It's just wide open. And radio stations are programmed for commercials. Then it becomes a conspiracy theory that, well, why aren't there commercials, or side issue. Let's talk to Rob in Texas. Rob, you're on the air.
How are you doing, Alex?
Worldwide broadcast, sir. Welcome.
Okay. Real quick, the Funkmaster 5 channel has been working hard. We got our latest call up on our channel. It is a call into Dennis Miller's show, plugging Invisible Empire 4 times before he was able to try to do anything about it. So that is
incredible. You are awesome. You are awesome, my friend. And the power of individuals calling into talk radio, promoting films, websites, news articles. Funkmaster 5, I need your help and everybody's help calling talk radio and saying criminal investigations. But notice the neocons are taking the part of BP did no wrong, and Obama is trying to come in and take them over. And the fake left is acting like Obama isn't doing enough and being tough enough on BP, when BP and Obama work for the same people, Goldman Sachs. And this is about a control crisis to bring us the carbon tax.
Well, we're going to keep calling in these shows on the real meat and potato issues. We need people to come on board and do these calls also. Get on Funkmaster 5 channel on YouTube. Favorite, subscribe, comment on our videos, get out there. All the numbers to all the major talk shows are on our main page. So you can get on there if you have Skype or whatever and start calling. I'm going to be calling about this spill for sure.
Well done. Couldn't say it any better, my friend. Keep it up. Who's up next here on my list, guys? Ronnie in Texas, you're on the air.
Thank you, sir. Though usually banned, I'm number 9 at the Austin City Council meeting this Thursday and hopefully Tuesday at the Travis County Commissioner's Court meeting. But fighting for freedom of speech, for peace, the ongoing No War on Iran movement just keeps blossoming here. And I carry a hand-painted No War on Iran sign on top of my combo Ron Paul Chuck Baldwin sign wherever I go, and I've gotten lots of, maybe hundreds of thumbs up, waves, happy honks.
Absolutely. The American people don't want war. They continue to put out fake polls saying half of Americans want to attack Iran. But the way they phrase the polls is, if Iran's about to hit us with a nuclear weapon, should we defend ourselves? Well, hell yeah. But see, that's not what's happening, so that's how the deception works. Ronnie, what do you think of the open announcements to start shutting down freedom of speech that are now not just being made by bureaucrats, it's now being promoted as legislation and as regulations? And what do you make of the BP situation and the evidence of this being a false flag terror attack?
I agree with you. Everything points to it being a false flag, and it's so horrifying. Kagan and everything else about dissolving our Constitution entirely with this hogwash of a national security problem, that's an excuse to destroy our First Amendment. That is the key issue of everything. That's everything I try to talk about when I get in front of the city council or the Travis County Commission Court or wherever I go. I try to, this is the key to everything. If we lose the First Amendment, nothing else matters. And so we need to keep that. And I'm so proud of you, and thank you, sir, for everything you do. And if Anyway, I can. I'm proudly a Prison Planet TV member now, and I need help on. I can't. A little technical thing. I have trouble getting the make films, and is there a number to call to be helped on that kind of thing?
Well, sir, I can let people make copies of my films, but I can't afford to make the copies and give them away. I appreciate your call. I mean, I've done 2 hours and 10 minutes of radio today and never said, buy my books, buy my videos that are all available at InfoWars.com. That's how we finance this. And people all the time call and say, give me free videos. I mean, folks, no one else that I know of, you know, says, please get my film, make copies. I mean, we've really trailblazed that, and that's as good as I can do. In fact, we need people's financial support ourselves. We need people to buy the books, buy the videos, buy the T-shirts. All of it is about getting the word out. If you want to donate to us so we can expand and fight this tyranny, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. There's also a donate button down at the bottom of InfoWars.com. Or spread the word about the show. That also supports us as well. I'll be back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, with more key info. Look for that YouTube report coming out tonight, breaking all this down. Great job of the crew. We now join my show from earlier today when we were live on the attack on free speech, 11 and a half minutes into the 4 o'clock hour, 2 hours ago. I'm Alex Jones signing off. Until tomorrow, God bless you all.